Greetings to all of our listeners out there with Dakota Talk Radio. This is Diane Merritt coming to you from southeastern South Dakota. And once again, we're going to go ahead and we're going to get started with our greetings in our mother tongue and translate that for everyone and all of our listeners. And Wopida, thank you for joining us today. Oha, mitakia, you ha chante washte na pech yuzape. De Diane Merrick Demie na nakomi charge kis na snowy. Gai hang twa eate emataha. Cha ea yuhana. Nayak umpiki wo pida tank unkini chiapi. Oha, wana de da kote eapiki de wana I ewaskakte. Oha. I first of all would like to greet you all with a heartfelt handshake. This is Diane Merrick, and my Nakochaje is Rattle Woman from the Gord, and I am from the End Village people. And to all of our listeners out there, we would like to extend a huge thank you to each and every one of you. So we're going to go ahead and get started with our lesson today in Dakota, and want to remind you once again that for all of you out there listening, that in any way that you would like to learn along with us as we pronounce and translate for you, that you would want to have that desire to impart what you're learning and share that with others, and that they may at some point want to come online and listen to us. And we want to once again remind all of our listeners out there that we are a band here, the End Village Band, also known by the federal government as the Yankton Sioux people, that we are a band of 8,000 plus band members. Of that 8,000, we have right around 3,000 plus band members who live on our land base here. And currently, want to remind all of our listeners and to our relatives and friends out there that we have a commitment here to work towards preserving our language and our life ways. Our language at this time is very diminished. We have very few speakers among us. And so every opportunity we have for those of us who are fluent is that there is an importance and a responsibility for us to pass on our language so that our current generation and the future generation and for those yet to come, that it's important for us to share our language. We should never feel that it's something we shouldn't work towards passing on. There is a very strong importance to this for us, especially those of us that have that compassion. They say Waoshida. And if we don't pass this language on, then our young people are not going to learn the language. So I want to share that because for me personally, this is a passion of mine, one of my great passions as a fluent speaker, as one of the few remaining fluent speakers left, that I give what has been shared with me and how I want to share that with others. Thank you. So today I wanted to share from our Dakota language lesson is we want to look around us, and I want to share from a universal standpoint. And when we say universe, we say Maka Sit Omni. Maka Sit Omni is our universe. Everything within our universe and how that affects us today in our world and in our lives as we walk. Unkomani pi ichunha as we walk. So ohomni de omaka makasi tomni akande okomani pi ichunha ta ko ota all around ohomni all around makasi tomni. All around our universe. Omaka. There's those effects. They say omaka. Omaka has to do with the season or the weather. at this time for those of us that keep up with current events all around our Makasi Tomini. There are many effects that affect the Wichashta Oyate, the human kingdom. Wichashta Oyate. That's our human kingdom. And then we have our Wamakashka Oyate. Our Wamakashka Oyate is our animal kingdom. So we have our Wichashta Oyate, our human kingdom, and then we have our Wamakashka Oyate, and then we also have our Wojupi Oyate. That's our plant kingdom. So those are some of the areas that I want to share our language from today because of the effects that we are faced with as a Wichashta Oyate, as a human kingdom. And the importance of a remembrance, Wokiksuya, to remember and to look at what it is, how we as the human kingdom will be able to waokia, be helpers. Uh-huh. So at this point in time, as we look at the wapazo, if we have a television sets, that's a wapazo, as we may remember from our lessons in the past. We shared that a wapazo is a television. Or another way for us to gather all the current events and the wonahu, the news, is through the wo'onspe omanaye. Wo'onspe omanaye translates to computer. Computer. Wo'onspe omanaye. So many of us may gather our daily wonahu, which is our news, through the wo'onspe omanaye or the wapazo. So today's lesson, we're going to look at the many different things that have effects on each of us and our surroundings through within our environments, our amokoche, our land, the earth, unchi maka, grandmother earth. That's unchi maka, is grandmother earth. So many things that we see today are things like the different oyates are experiencing. Makoche chancha. Makoche chancha is earthquake. So we have been able to witness a lot of makoche chancha within our earth here, in our Makasi Tomini, our universe. We look around and the different changes from an environmental standpoint. So, makoche chancha are the earthquakes. Okay? And then from that, there's been a lot of the omaka, the weather. Omaka is the weather or the season. And from that, there's a lot of tateampa, tate tanka, they say too. The tateapa is the windy weather, or they say tate tanka. They say that for tornado, or they also say wamane yamane. Wamane yamane. So those are the two terms that we use for tornado weather. And here where we're located in many different states here in the United States are experiencing many different tornadoes within their areas. So we want to kind of focus on the environment during our lesson here. Okay, so amongst the makoche obegi yuha, okay? When we say makoche obegi yuha, we're talking about different or various countries around us. Our oyate obegi yuha, with it amongst a lot of different peoples, with it upon their makoches, upon their lands, they have a lot of minita, the flooding, a lot of the flooding going on. And then from that, there's mini wakantu aya, rising waters, mini wakantu aya. So we also see that So we want to impart that, the high waters that a lot of our Teochpaes or Oyates, our peoples, Oyates, Oyate is people. So they're faced with a lot of these different things. When we say that the waters are rising, we say Mini Wakantu Aya. So the rising waters. And then we also want to once again review the term for thunder. And in our language, we say Wakia. Wakia Oyate. Wakia Oyate are the thunder beings and the sound of our thunders. And when they come upon us and share their sounds with us. And then within our Wakia, Wakia Oyate, Wakia Tumpi, the sound. When they say Wakia Tumpi, they say the sound of our thunder. Within that, Wakia Tumpi is Wakangadi. And the Wakangadi is the lightning, Wakangadi. So we say Wakangadi for the lightning. And they say, we say Wakia Hutumpi for the thunder. Okay? So following the Wakia Hutumpi for the thunder, and the Wakangadi for the lightning, many times then the Maharaju comes with that. The Maharaju is our rain, the rain that falls onto the Makoche. Many times we're real grateful for the Maharaju, and sometimes there are other things that come along with that, with the flooding. So too much Maharaju affects our Wojupi Oyate, our plant kingdom. And we've also experienced during this time upon the Omaka, the season at this time is when in our within the different areas among us in the United States, we have the Wasu. The Wasu is the hail. That is how we say hail. Wasu. At the time that we have the hail, when it does hail, we say for that, we say Wasu hihe. Wasu hihe. And that may be that we may be in our Napopopana, our vehicle, and be on the Chanku driving and may experience Wasuhihe when it hails, or be at home and we may hear when it's Wasuhihe. So Wasuhihe is at the time when it is hailing outdoors. But anytime we have a hail storm, for hail storm, we say Wasu hiha. Wasu hiha. Hailstorm. Now, before we move forward a little bit here, let's go through these terms and pronounce them together. First of all, Makasitomni. Let's pronounce that together. Makasitomni. Makasitomni. That's for the universe. Our another term is Ohomni. Let's pronounce that together. Ohomni. Ohomni. All around. And Omaka. Omaka. Translation for Omaka, season, weather. Makoche, chan chan. Let's pronounce that together. Makoche, chan chan. Makoche, chan chan. For earthquake. Now, tate. Tanka. Let's pronounce that together. Tate Tanka for tornado. Or Wamane Yamani. Wamane Yamani. Those are the two terms for tornado. Now, our next term. Makoche Obeg Iyuha. Makoche Obeg Iyuha. So various areas upon our land, the various areas, our countries, our land, and the effects, Makoche, Obeg, Iyuha. And then we also have Minita, the flooding, all the different flooding among us in our different various areas and the effects of that. And many times on the Makoche, on their land, the Makoche, they're experiencing Miniwakantu Aya, the rising waters. Miniwakantu Aya, the rising waters. And then we also want to share the term Wakia Hotumpi. Okay, you can pronounce that together. Wakia Hotumpi. The sound of the thunder. Thunder sounds. Okay, and then along with the Wakia Hotumpi is the Wakankadi. Wakankadi is our lightning. Wakankadi. And then we also have our Dakota Nakota term, Mahaju. Mahaju. That is our rain. Mahaju. Along with these different types of weather during this Omaka, this season, is the experience of the Wasu. Wasu. Translation for Wasu is hail. Another term is Wasu Hihe. Wasu Hihe is when it hails. Wasu Hihe, when it hails. And then the term Wasu Hiha. Wasu Hiha is a hailstorm. So we shared the different environmental terms and its effects within our Dakota Nakota lesson here from Dakota Talk Radio. And that is all the time that we have at this time. And in our next lesson, we are going to continue environmental terms and current updates within our surroundings. And to all of our listeners out there, we want to say Pidamaya, thank you. And hope you continue to listen along with us. And anything you would like to hear from us, please feel free to send us an email. And okay, once again, pidaun yapi. Uh-huh.